This is Rabbi Chaim Bravender, Rosh Yeshiva of Web Yeshiva, with the Nach Yomi podcast for Tehillim, chapter 72, Ayin Bet. Visit webyeshiva.org to sign up for our fully interactive online yeshiva program. Perek Ayin Bet 72 starts with the word Lishlomo. That's the opening word. It's not clear, of course, what that means. Whether this was something written about Shlomo, or to Shlomo, or Shlomo itself represented some sort of a sign that the musicians in the Beit HaMikdash would understand. But it might well be written about Shlomo HaMelech. It might be something that David HaMelech said about Shlomo HaMelech, or wishes that David HaMelech wished for him. But the Perek itself talks about the notion of Malchut, and the fact that the Melech, that the King of Israel, has to represent justice. Justice, the word tzedakah. The first part is in the first seven psukim, we read as follows: Elokim mishpatecha lamelech tein. Please enable him, the king, to judge divinely, as the heavens would want him to judge. V'tzidkatcha leven melech. And then you know that the issue with Malchut always was that the next king was the son of the king. And it was not easy to determine that the son of the king had the same qualities as his father. So, Mishpatecha lamelech tein, enable the king to judge wisely. But in the prayer for the king, we have to mention Ben Melech. And we hope that it rubs off, that somehow the king is able to teach his son what it is that he himself was able to learn and to do. So that the prayer, a prayer for a king, is also a prayer for the son of the king. And the prayer for the king is that he represents justice. The prayer for the son of the king is that he learns from his father. Yadin amcha b'tzedek v'aniyecha b'mishpat. Tzedek and mishpat are synonyms. Just as Avraham Avinu was expected by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do tzedakah u'mishpat, and these two words might be seen as synonyms, but are differentiatable. They are synonyms in the sense that both Daka and Mishpat refer to the way that God wants us to go. And the Torah enables us to determine whether it's about strict halachic matters or even matters that are beyond the straightforward halachic questions of meat and milk. The Torah enables us to determine where the tzedek and the mishpat are. You know that in the Torah, Avraham Avinu is described in this way before he begins his discussion with the Ribbono Shel Olam about the destruction of stone for Amorah. But tzedek and mishpat might mean things that are a little different from each other, whereas mishpat sounds to us to be narrow and hard, the letter of the law, so to speak. There's also the idea of tzedek, which seems to imply intuitively a less rigorous kind of representation of the Torah. That somehow the Torah has mishpat, and the Torah also represents tzedek. In fact, I noticed that Rav Nosson of Breslov, you know, the great student of the great teacher, Rav Nachman, says this. that every time that there is din, every time there is judgment in heaven, there's judgment in heaven, mishpat, there's also a window of opportunity for tzedek. And what it is that encourages that window of opportunity of tzedek, well, that's tefillah in most cases. The ability of the righteous to pray. And it's possible to pray even after the judgment has been rendered. And that's what Avraham Avinu did in the case of stone. He prayed. The judgment had been rendered, but he davened nonetheless. Yadin amcha b'tzedek v'aniyecha b'mishpat. This is the hope for the king. Yis'u harim shalom la'am. Ugva'ot b'tztaka. Pasuk Gimel. Yis'u harim shalom la'am. This is a kind of a secondary request that the mountains should be places of shalom, and gva'ot should also be places where there is shalom and peace and staka. So it should come from on high. We should be aware of the shalom that comes from staka, but somehow mishpat is hard for us to deal with. And so we need the tzedakah that goes along with the mishpat. And the tzedakah should be overriding harim, gva'ot, give shalom, and tzedakah. Pasuk dalet, yishpot aniyei am. Yishpot aniyei am. The king should judge the poor. Yoshia livnei evyon. He should redeem the impoverished. V'yidakei oshek. And he should be the one who puts down those who are try to steal and overwhelm the poor. So here is the king. The king whose natural habitat is with the rich, the landed, the ones who are able to help him, actually, in his endeavors, to move him in the direction of power and authority. And here the prayer for the king is that he should be with the poor, with the disenfranchised, that he should put down those who torment the poor. Yira'ucha im shemesh. Yira'ucha im shemesh. They will always see HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day. Yira'ucha im shemesh. The time to daven. The time that we get up. That's only Yira'ucha im shemesh. That they should live in a world where the light of the sun shows the way to God. V'lifnei yareach dor dorim. And they should see you also at the time that the moon is shining. Always. Whenever the sun is shining. Dor dorim. Forever and ever. So that the king is not only the judge, but he is inspiring. He spreads his attitudes to others. And so if the king judges fairly, if the king is concerned about the tzedakah of the Torah, then the king affects everything. Then everybody sees the light. Everybody sees it when the sun shines. Everybody sees it at night in the light of the moon. Yered kamatar al gez. It's like dew that comes down on the grasses. Yered kematar al gez ki revivim zerzif aretz. Revivim are the drops of water. Zerzif is a difficult word. It also means the drops of water on the earth. In other words, all over. Just like you can't get away from the dew. You can't get away from the sun. You can't get away from the light of the moon. You can't get away from the tzedek, from the mishpat of the king. You can't get away from the tzedek and the mishpat of the king. Pasuk Chet begins a discussion of the greatness of the kings. And there in Pasuk and in Pasuk Yudbet goes back to the Evyonim the poor. Ki atzil evyon mishaveya va'ani ve'inozer lo. Again, this emphasis is what it is that, you know, is this great power that the king has, which is so easily misused, so easily abused, so easily negating the will of the Torah. In order for that king to maintain his devotion to the Torah, to the Mishpat, to the Tzedakah, the test, the litmus test for that king is his attitude to the poor, to the impoverished. So again, Pasuk Yudbet Ki Yatzil Evyon Mishaveya, he saves the poor, Mishaveya, who is yearning to be saved. He says, he looks around and he sees the Evyon, this poor person who is crying out for help, and he has two possible paths. He can say, this man is not worth anything to me. He's not going to be a soldier of the king. He's not going to be an advisor to the king. He's going to be a drain on the national coffers that belong to the king. No. That's the test. The Evyon, Ki Yatzil Evyon Mishaveya, V'ani, V'ein Ozer Lo, Ani, a poor person. No one wants to help a poor person. Because there's no quid pro quo. You don't get anything in return. So the Pasuk says that this is the litmus test of the king. Pasuk Yud Gimel Yachos Al Dal Ve'Evyon. He protects the poor, the unfortunate. V'Nafshot Evyonim Yoshia. He will be responsible or responsive to the Nefesh. It's not just saving the guf. It's not just saving the body of the poor. But he's actually saving the spirit of the poor. They, after all, in order for them to develop themselves, to develop the spirit within them, they need to satisfy basic needs. So the king looks at them and sees not just poor people, but he sees people who need salvation. And he's able to save them. He is able to save them. And that's what Pasuk Yud Gimel says, Yachos al dal ve'evyon, v'nafshot evyonim yoshia, mitoch u'mechamas yig'al nafsham, v'yekar damam be'enav. Mitoch u'mechamas yig'al nafsham. Mitoch refers to the plans of others, from the people are always ready to take advantage of the impoverished, of the unfortunate. And so that's the toch, the plan to enslave them, to take them, to use them as unfortunate cheap labor. But mitochu mechamas yig'al nafsham, the king is concerned about these things. V'yekar damam be'enav. And he insists that the blood of the impoverished is dear to him. Dear to him. And he won't let it be misused. Vayechi, vayitein lo mizahav shiva, vayitpalel bado tamid kol hayom yevarchenu. The king will give him zahav, will give him gold, and he will help him to live, to support himself, right, to live in this world, vayitpalel bado tamid. And therefore the Evyon will always daven for the king, will always pray for the king's well-being. And finally, kol hayom yivarcheyu, and he will always seek bracha for the king. So we see that a mizmor written about the hopes for the king of Am Yisrael. And what is it that the king of Am Yisrael, what is his defining feature? What is it that makes him as he is, so to speak? What makes the king of Yisrael the king that we are interested in? And the answer is his concern for the Tzelem Elokim, for the image of God in every single person. And when we say that he has a concern, naturally that concern devolves upon those who are poorly protected, who cannot on their own get what it is that they are supposed to have, and who are not able, therefore, to develop themselves and to become as HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have them become. So the job of the king, there's a political aspect to kingship, but maybe there's a social aspect to kingship, but maybe there are representational aspects to kingship, and the king needs to get the proper amount of kavod in order to function as a king. All of that is true, but what makes a king of Israel, the reason kingship may have been created, was that the king is able, more than anybody else, to complete God's work, to make a person into a person. A person who is unfortunate, unable, hasn't got the means, is not able to find the time and the place and the wherewithal to think of himself and his spiritual potential. That he doesn't have. That the man does not have. And that the king can give him. So the prayer, the Shlomo, is that the king and the son of the king should be responsive to this, that beyond whatever else the king can do, the buildings that he can build, the army that he can muster, the economy that he can develop, beyond all of that, he has the ability to change lives, to make the unfortunate into less unfortunate, and to make people, or give people, or return to them, the opportunity to judge who they are and what their potential is. This is the special koach, the strength which the king has. And that strength is what the prayer for the king is. And that comes from, it begins with tzedakah u'mishpat. Mishpat is exactly what the Torah wants. And tzedakah is within that, the leniency that enables the king to do even more than he might have been able to do as a judge for Am Yisrael.